السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بياه كس زبا سمرتبا صدیق اکبر کا ہے یار غار محبوب خدا صدیق اکبر کا. حضرت سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was the most exalted and the closest companion to the beloved صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. He loved our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam dearly, and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved him dearly. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a merchant prior to the advent of Islam and once traveled to Syria for business. While there, he had a dream in which he saw the sun and the moon descend from the sky and fall onto his lap. He took hold of them, placed them against his chest, and then stored them in a sheet. In the morning, he met with a Christian priest and sought an interpretation to the dream. The final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has arrived, and he is from your tribe. If it wasn't for him, Allah wouldn't have created the earth, the heavens, or even another prophet. He's the leader of whatever came first and whatever comes last. O Abu Bakr, you will join this deen and become both a minister and a viceroy of it. This is the dream's interpretation. Listen to that. I've read the praise of this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Torah and in the Bible, and I've already brought Iman upon him and accepted Islam. Only I haven't revealed this yet to the Christians out of fear. Hearing this, the love for the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to grow within Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he immediately headed back to Makkah, looked for the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and cooled his eyes with his blessed sight. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him and said, "O Abu Bakr, you have come. Now quickly enter the religion of truth." Hazrat Abu Bakr respectfully replied, "Fine, but I'd like to see a miracle. Whatever you saw in Syria and its interpretation by the priest was solely my miracle." Hearing this, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "You have spoken the truth, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. Subhanallah. Nothing of the happenings of the world is unknown to the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." On the authority of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he says, "We were once in the holy court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, 'Such a person is about to appear before you who has been made the best and the noblest after me, and his power of intercession will be similar to that of the intercession of the Anbiya.' We were still in his holy presence when we observed the arrival of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. On seeing him, Sayyidina Rasulullah stood up and then kissed and embraced Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah! What a blessed and honorable status has been afforded to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Cursed are those who slandered this beloved of the beloved Rasulullah.
Rasul aur Anbiya ke baad jo afzal ho alam se ye alam mein hai kiska martaba Siddiq-e-Akbar ka alam mein hai kiska martaba Siddiq-e-Akbar ka.
Concerning the excellence of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it has been mentioned in Bukhari Sharif on the authority of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that once the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "One who does any good in the court of Allah, he will be called from the doors of Jannat. In this manner, O servant of Allah, enter through this door. This is an exalted door." The beloved Nabi explained how if a person is a namazi, he will be called from the doors of namaz, salah. And if he was a mujahid, he will be called from the door of jihad. If he was one who gave sadaqah, he will be called from the door of sadaqah. And if he used to keep all his fast, he will be called from the door of al-riyan. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will there be any person who will be called from all the doors of Jannat?" The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "I have faith that you will be from amongst those who will be called from all the doors." Subhanallah, such is the excellence of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Absorb with the eyes of true Iman the excellence which has been bestowed upon him. Finally, we are well aware of the generosity of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the amount of wealth he spent for the pleasure of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm all sure that we all remember the incident when he gave everything he had for the sake of deen, and when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked what he left behind for his family, he replied by saying, "I've left for them Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam."
Ulfat-e sarkar ka dawa tu karte hai sabhi, kar de jo qurban sab wo Siddiq ka man chahiye, kar de jo qurban sab wo Siddiq ka man chahiye. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh al-mubin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.